Drupius Jagripus, Indubia Evica, Patita Ampavanibio, Vaishnavibio Namo Namah. Vaishnavibio Namo Namah. Hare Krishna. My name is Bhakti Chaitanya Swami. I first came to Maurice. It was 1983. I was involved in the program for the installation of Shishi Radha Golokananda in the White House, what was called the White House in Katrapur. Yes. And since then I've come regularly, pretty much every year. Maybe there was a few times I didn't come every year, but it's very nice. I like Maurice. I like the Mauritian people. Yeah, it's very nice. And even to the point that right now, maintenant, oh, pay a 2-day Creole on a Maubazin. Maubazin. I want to say, teeth, is it? To speak dear on Creole. I will not. It would just make you laugh, though. So I don't want to. What? Mo pa po ong vi. Dear. You know, too much. Because it might not work properly, but I'm working on it. I just started. Nu pe commence. Actually, what? Trois jours après. Quand multi à l'école, beaucoup days on avant. Pasque ou Pasqui. Anyway, it was many years. I left school almost 15 years ago. But I studied French. I actually studied French for several years. It was one of my main subjects. With English, they were my two main subjects. So Creole, you know, it's sort of like, anyway, you know better than me what's Creole. It's like very simplified and slightly unusual French. So, okay. Now, Bhakti Brihadbhagavat Maharaj was saying so many very nice things, presented very clearly and systematically, and that's good. That's extremely good, actually. Get things clear in our brains. Before you start patting yourselves on the back too much and saying, yes, we will be the first Krishna conscious country in the world. Apparently Srila Prabhupada said that. It's not recorded, but this one devotee, Prabhu, who was here in the early days, he recalls having heard Prabhupada say that. But before we start patting ourselves on the back too much and just saying, you know, Mauritius and we Mauritians are, you know, just like in special positions, then we ourselves, we have to become Krishna conscious. Even the best system, Maharaj was referring to the Varnashram system of four Varanas, four ashrams, varanas like sudra, working class, vaishya, business or agricultural class, kshatriya, administrative or even military class, and brahmins, priestly, intellectual type of class, and then the ashrams, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas. So Maharaj was making mention or referring to how Srila Prabhupada mentioned that in ISKCON we're trying to create brahmins, and certainly brahmins or the priestly intelligent class are the most important. But one thing we should bear in mind, and actually Lord Chaitanya says this, I was trying to find the exact quote in the last few minutes before I came and sat here. I couldn't find it quite in time. But Lord Chaitanya makes the point that the Varnashram system of these orders of life and statuses of life, if it is applied without Krishna consciousness, then it doesn't work. Actually, even Lord Chaitanya went a long way beyond saying that. Lord Chaitanya said that people who follow the Varnashram system even very strictly, but without Krishna consciousness, you know where Lord Chaitanya said they go? He said they go to hell. It's a bit drastic. Excusez moi. That's Francais. Say Francais, oui. En créole? How to say? Excusez moi. Excusez moi. So really the essence is Krishna consciousness. Here, of course, Maharaj has already started and made a substantial and impressive start to establishing schooling facilities for the children and for that matter, educational facilities here, at least for people who can come, and that's fantastic. But the majority of us sitting here, we are post-school, aren't we? We are post-school, and we need to become Krishna conscious. We really need to become Krishna conscious ourselves and to be able to instill these values in our children. Of course, the children, if they attend such educational facilities consistently, they will become infused nicely with Krishna consciousness. But then if they go home, if they go home after school, and at home is what you know better than me. What's it now? Choti Babu. You know what Choti Babu is? If you don't know, congratulations. But I suspect you do know. Yeah, what's it called? Sasbi Kali Babu Ti. Right, things like that, and other related things. What's it called now? Dilwale Duliana Le Jayenge. Things like this. If they come home, and this is what they see, there you are, and I mean you, yourselves, there you are, glued to the television set, watching Aishwarya and Abhishek, and not Radha and Krishna, not Sita and Ram. You know what I mean? You understand? Yeah, charity begins at home, and life begins at home. School is extremely important, but life continues at home. Après l'école. So therefore it's vital. I wouldn't even say extremely important. Tout le monde comprend anglais. Tout le monde. Entendez? Vous comprenez? Vous comprenez anglais? Petit peu? Excuse my French. It's awesome. Petit peu. Okay. You know, next time, prochaine fois, is that correct? Next year. L'année prochaine. I pray. Mon prier. Mon capable. Dire en créant. Oui, seriously. So please, you know, the vision of your children going into such a school, such schools as this. This is very nice, and you know, I hope all of you can, and I'm sure many of you will, and I'm sure it will benefit your children so much more than going to the local school down the road. It will be another world. But then they have to come home, and life will continue at home. So please, you all, you know, Srila Prabhupada, when he was here, it's 86 pages A4. Mo pense que nous besoin, I don't know the word for print. Nous besoin printé. No, not printé.
Imprimé.
I think we should print it all so you can all read it and see actually what Prabhupada said, because I read it all a couple of times now. Actually, Prabhupada said many things when he was here. He said many things. Not so much like it's huge and, you know, it'll be difficult to read, but 86 A4 pages on my computer, at least, in 12 point. So I think it would be good for everyone to read and get the overall picture, because Prabhupada said many things. He said many things when he was here, and it's all of great importance. He did emphasize, he did mention, or he did speak about villages and rural lifestyle, and you only have to work in your fields 3 months in the year, 9 months you are free for your spiritual life. Prabhupada specifically said that. He specifically said that. And it's you know, it's a very nice ideal to consider and work towards. And if you can achieve it, felicitational. Is that correct? Felicitation. Congratulations, in other words. Good for you. You know, I think many of you, many of us, and I include myself, maybe not Sri Keita Prabhu, because he's got some history of farming in ISKCON. Many of us, if they put us on the land right now, Toot Sweet, Zordi, if they put us on the land and said, go for it. Grow your food, and you can't do anything else. You can't do anything, you must just do that. I think in many cases we would come back after 6 months or a year and find your skeleton there. Pas que le pafasio, le pafasio. Yeah. But it's a wonderful ideal, and Srila Prabhupada emphasized it. He mentioned it here. Actually, all over the world. It's a mantra, so to speak. Simple living and high thinking. It's a mantra. Prabhupada wanted it all over the world, actually. And there are a few, like, self-sufficient communities in ISKCON. They exist. I know one is in Brazil. They actually produce their own electricity. Would you believe it? And what to speak of just your food and stuff like that. Mauritius is special in this regard, in regard to this type of program. Mauritius is special because Mauritius, it has very nice climate. It's such an ideal situation for living, you know, on the land. It is. You go to practically anywhere else, and at least in the winter, it's difficult. Or even, you know, the majority of the inhabited world, in winter, you actually can't grow a thing. You can't grow anything. Nothing. But here, you can grow things 12 months a year. Very nice. Prabhupada lamented when he came here, this was what we might call in sort of English Sanskrit, sugarcane loka. It was a world of sugarcane. And even something simple like, you know, alu, pomme de terre, I think they came. That's in Africa, say, isn't it? Yeah. I think, you know, that's in Africa, say, yeah, just a pomme de terre. So Prabhupada said, you know what Prabhupada said in that regard? He said, Mauritius is a sweet green hell. This is what I was told, at least. A sweet sugar cane, but a sweet green hill. Now things have developed, you get so many nice vegetables here. You get sort of not too bad mangoes. I mean, they could be worse, put it that way. You get, I think, the best lychees in the world. Oh, bien bon. Bien bon. Le goût supérieur. Best lychees in the world. Anyway, I think I digress. What I want to say is, and it's just like a little different, it's the same perspective, but just a little different part of it, is that yes, let's train your children to make them some, not thing, but some people special and different, who can really make a difference in this world. But at the same time, please train yourselves. I mean, train yourselves and just participate in Prabhupada's movement. There's so many programs which Prabhupada gave. Like, after now, just maybe in an hour or something, some of us are going to go. Nupur Ale, Mayburg. Wait. Paske, La, how to say it? There will be, it's sort of an extension of the Ratha Yatra, the boat festival. Wow, that's wonderful. It's ecstatic. Yesterday we had the Ratha Yatra. It was just amazing. So nice. We have over in Phoenix, you know, we just placed Anantashesh, deity of Anantashesh, under the ground, immediately beneath where Radha Golokananda are going to stand in their new temple that Vijay Prabhu has promised. How to say? The temple will be ready in 3 years. We just got the official permission, actually, on the Friday, exactly, 9 days ago. He got, congratulations to him. So this is another wonderful program. Prabhupada gave so many amazing programs. At Bonakay Krishna Balaram Temple, I was there the other day. It is so nice. It is just so beautiful. So beautiful and peaceful. What a nice situation for cultivating Krishna consciousness. Plus, there you get the association of His Grace Srinikata Prabhu. And what, how to say? Modesia, what? Oh dear, or tell, now what's tell? Oh, crayon. I want to tell you something. To all of you who thought that for the past few years I have been trying to gently, in a friendly and brotherly way, encourage Srinikata Prabhu to take sannyas. A, you know, I don't know this word so well, yesterday. Is that right?
Yes.
Mo, Pale, Avec, Lee. I spoke to him about that, wasn't I? Anyway, excuse me.
And initiate,
yeah, disciples also. Yeah. and become a guru. It will happen. Parce que les devoirs désirent. Okay. So what I'm saying is, Srila Prabhupada, all these programs I mentioned, plus the Namahattas, and the festivals, and so on, these are all programs Srila Prabhupada gave us, very specifically, very personally, which he participated in. What about new Bhagavad Gita Center? Is this? Yeah. Advaita Krishna Prabhu. Zot Kone. Wait. So all these programs Srila Prabhupada gave to make us Krishna conscious, and so we get inspired to give people Krishna consciousness. So, you know, I'm more Swazon Sank Om, or my name? Om. More Swazon Sank. More Pa, what? Yearn, Jern, Fee. Yes, I've got a young boy. So, I know that, and all of you, we're all post-school. We're post-school. But still, we have for ourselves, for our children, and for society, but beginning with ourselves, we have great responsibility. No bazan. Yeah, bazan. Does that make sense? We really need to become Krishna conscious. And if we are already somewhat Krishna conscious, we need to become more Krishna conscious so we can lead the children. Well, lead ourselves first. So, therefore, Allah. We should all chant 16 rounds a day. Says Tur, Sola Mala. We. Yes, we both come. We should all chant 16 rounds. We should all follow the regulative principles. And like this, support ourselves first, and then support our children, and then help society. And then transformations will happen, at least within our lifetimes. And that's sort of the main thing for us, isn't it? As much as possible within this lifetime. So, merci beaucoup pour nous association. Well, bien content ici avec Zot. Et mon prier aussi to Krishna. Krishna, to help you all and please help this project. And one day you will wake up and you will no longer be all bodies. You will be in the Loka Vrindavan avec Krishna. Srila Prabhupada King. Srila Prabhupada King. Hare Krishna. Jesse Oakley.